traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
If you have someone, I've said this before, if you have someone who you wake up next to and you don't want to hit in the head with a frying pan.
Yeah.
You are winning.
Yes.
You are winning.
Yes.
You're up big in the fucking game.
Preach, Mike.
Yo, and straight up, honestly, you could spend your life looking for the perfect mate.
The whole life.
Your whole fucking life.
The whole time.
And you may never fucking find it. Or
ever.
You could find someone you enjoy their company, you can travel with, you can talk to, you could partner with.
Yeah, love us.
You can get them OnlyFans viewers.
I hate Karens.
Oh,
you know these womens.
They all tend to have their hair dyed in a similar style.
Karens. Well, the reason that we have one in our neighborhood. Well, first off, hey, hello, welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Hit that subscribe button. Wow, yeah, we do this every fucking time. Look, Broly, he slipped out the gate. It was open this much somehow the other day. He slipped out the gate, and man, I hate when I become problematic in the neighborhood because someone always has something to say about something. No one has a fucking opinion. And Broly comes out there. Broly runs out and there's a puppy. He's just like sniffing. And this lady's like, excuse me. I'm like, great. Like, bro, the moment I get hit with the excuse me, I'm like, fucking Karen. Sure enough, Karen goes, yeah, like my dog's a puppy and your dog doesn't have a collar. And I'm like, I'm getting in, please. She's like, yeah, thank you. I was like, yes. Like, sorry, you're in front of my house. My dog is just like a completely normal scenario. Also, he's a Pomsky. He's not going to hurt anything.
And a moron. Like, if it was a pit bull, I could understand her plight. Yeah. But, like, Broly, dude, it's like a circus clown as a dog. Like, literally, like, he's harmless. He couldn't even get a tennis ball.
Bro, he can't. I have had dogs like this in the past. I know people have dogs like this where you feed them a treat. And they like they make love to it with their mouths first before they eat it. Like, bro, most dogs, you give them a pig ear or something, all of it's gone. Broly's just gently just like.
He's just enjoying it.
And excuse me, ma'am. Is your puppy on fucking human growth hormone? He's huge. This dog is bigger than Broly, bro.
That was a big puppy.
Anyways, I saw her again the next day. And I was same. It's just like I look at this Karen. And she makes me miserable. Like, I can feel her energy from down the street. So I slow down in my car, going 5 miles an hour in a residential neighborhood, just so she doesn't have anything to talk about. And still gave me a dirty look somehow, probably because my truck was a little bigger than she'd like. And at least there's a little bit more gas into the atmosphere. Point is, don't be Karen.
You should point her to the kids down the street that were doing donuts in the cul-de-sac over
got,
there.
Got some hooligans in the hood.
They're the new kids in town.
Yeah, I think there's a TikTok house in the neighborhood. I think that's why.
Those are springing up like crazy.
I'm not mad at it, though, because when I first moved here, I was that kid. I was the one doing donuts, doing stuff.
Bringing a crane with pumpkins and shit.
The first day I was here, I brought a forklift and drove it down the street, and neighbors were not happy. And now... I'm the adult, and there's some young, dumb, reckless TikTok kids that are, I don't know, not pleasing the neighbors so well. And to me, I'm good. I'm in the clear.
What if you become the Karen and they start making so much noise one day that you have to go over there and you're like, can I talk to your manager, please?
It's unlikely, but not too far-fetched because when the kids were doing the donuts on the street, there was probably, what, like 2-3 cars. Did anyone see? Did you see?
I didn't see it.
How many cars were there?
I heard the cars.
Five cars? Bro, five fucking hooligans in like sports cars doing donuts at the end of the street. It's not even a good spot to do donuts. There's not that much room. But my version of Karen is not like, hey, excuse me, there are kids sleeping. I come out with a paintball gun and ruin their cars. But then my PR team says it's not good.
You're like one highlight treatment away from being a Karen.
Yeah, your hair's like white, dude.
What?
It's pretty light.
Joseph said I got to do another
pass.
Yeah.
I think you should just start all over. The back, man. Have you shown the people the back of your hair yet? That is... It's tough.
I was scrolling on YouTube, and I'm seeing a video that KSI posted on his second channel. It said, I'm balding. And it got me thinking... Am I balding? Like, are we all balding?
YouTubers, sure.
Young YouTubers, old YouTubers, any YouTubers. Yeah. Like, when's that point going to be where we're on camera now and we're officially old men who have no hair?
There's been a scientific study that YouTubers, because of the amount of time they spend with their editors, are actually having an increased hair fallout.
Hayden does trust me out sometimes, man. I love him, but and by the way. I'm sure it's reciprocated. Hayden's probably on the cusp of going bald. Oh, man, we stress God. Each other out all the time. We got work to do. It's not easy.
I had a vlog idea, but I'm tentative on it. I was going to let you cut my hair, but I don't know if I want to anymore.
Why? You don't trust me?
No.
Why? What?
I saw what you did to your head, and I don't want you to do that to me.
I was upside down.
I understand.
He's doing a handstand.
I don't like being upside down.
You said that, actually. That's it's funny sentence.
Not a place I want to be.
Yeah. But then you end up finding yourself upside down all the time anyway. So
I am upside down a lot. I don't know. I cut my dad's hair, though.
Yeah, but his is a little... I mean, he's got like 10 hairs on top of his head.
Yeah, it wasn't
Did
a
he
lot.
Used to do YouTube?
He's starting.
Is he?
Yeah.
Dad, oh my God, I'm going to get reamed for this from Greg. But I wonder at what point do I just like accept... And my parents accept the fact that I talk about my life. So here's a problem with my dad on YouTube. He's gonna fucking kill me. Greg, please spare me. No matter how many times you teach him to upload a video, you can walk him through step by step, very specific instructions, video instructions. No matter what, he won't get it. And I've explained this to him. Bro, I've been doing this since high school, teaching him how to do Instagram, teaching him how to do YouTube. I'm surprised he can upload on Instagram. But YouTube is a whole different beast. It's kind of confusing. And if you don't get it, and if you didn't grow up learning how to use technology like the generation above our parents, you can't blame them that they don't know how to navigate this interface.
I love sometimes they try to like merge the networks. They're like, how do I retweet something on YouTube? And you're like, that's actually not possible. That's a completely different channel.
It's not that hard to upload a video. I'm sure if we actually sat down and gave him like a real... Danny says
you know, Danny did it for an hour.
Many times, but he was distracted. He wasn't paying attention. You were yelling at him to hang up a TV. You know.
The third time I've sat with him.
Do you want to know why I was yelling at him to hang up the TV? Because he's good at that.
He is good at that.
Stick to the things you're good at. Although... I'm convinced he'd have a very flourishing YouTube career should he pursue. Like, it's there.
All he's got to do is send it to an editor.
So this is what I'm talking about, because this shit makes me upset. This is a toddler discovering a Game Boy Color lacks touchscreen.
I mean, it couldn't be more simple. There's like four buttons.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, on the corollary of our parents not knowing how to use technology because they didn't grow up with it, Generation Z will only know how to use that technology. And like toddlers like this will only know that touchscreen technology. So when you hand them like a classic Game Boy Color, which by the way, I spent my childhood playing, they're not gonna know what to do, and you can't blame him for that.
Well, there's no way that whatever game she's trying to play right here is as exciting as Candy Crush or whatever bubbly, colorful.
She's used to,
you know, something that's going to pop up on the screen with 10 different exciting attention grabbers at, you know, 10 seconds.
So, based on just a little analysis here,
Sounds like Zelda.
That kind of sounds like Pokemon. It looks like Pokemon Yellow.
Yeah.
And it makes me upset that the younger generation won't experience that that first gen 151 Pokemon that I did. It's like I have Squirtle tattooed next to my genitals because I love Pokemon so much. It's my
only
tattoo.
He's actually sitting on the table right here.
That's why. He's emblematic of...
What a classic time.
The ink on my body. Dude, what?
Just running around through... let me think of... Kanto?
Kanto, bro. Just Johto, Kanto. The Johto region, going to the gyms. Was that... Did you... That wasn't...
You missed
I told
Pokemon?
You I was too young.
Wait, what?
Too old.
Wait, really?
I think, or I just skipped it.
Were
I mean,
you
I was
a Pogs
always,
guy?
No, I mean, we had Pogs, but...
What'd you play? Did you have Dreamcast?
I rode BMX. I was the outside kid. I didn't... Inside, I played SSX, the snowboarding game we for did PlayStation.
That. Yeah, we did that.
SSX. And then of course like Mario Kart was like the best game ever, but I was like the kid that played Mortal Kombat that wasn't supposed to.
Okay.
Like my mom was like, I don't like it, it's too violent. And she would walk in, fucking Scorpion would be ripping someone's entire bone structure through their throat. Like Greg Paul always says he's gonna.
Yeah.
And my mom would walk in and be like, what the fuck is this shit, dude? And I would always play, get over here. Like that was the shit. I like the real violent fucking shit.
What did your mom give you more pushback on? Playing Mortal Kombat or doing heroin?
Mortal Kombat.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash. Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's what it was. Gosh. It was cigarettes, tattoos, guns, motorcycles. I've said this before. She fucking somehow left off the fucking heroin. And it really, you know, she didn't encourage it by any means.
So you're saying you would have listened if she had included that one.
I never smoked a cigarette, never bought a street bike, don't have a single tattoo,
no way.
And I've never smoked a cigarette.
No way.
When she told me not to, if she had added in, cigarette, whatever the four were.
Yeah.
If she had added in, you know, heroin, crack, LSD, mushrooms, you know, methamphetamine, Xanax, Percocet, Vicodin. So
maybe she was a bit
Oxycontin,
too specific.
Marijuana, you know.
She was too specific.
No, she crushed it with those four. I think my mom was always pretty lenient when it came to the substances. She was a hippie.
What?
Yeah.
Robin
was a hippie back then.
No way.
Yeah.
Where's she from?
Eric Clapton. She's from Connecticut, but she, you know, big Clapton fan, big fucking Jethro Tull, The Doors, you know.
How could you not be growing up in that era, though?
She was a little bit, you know, she grew up, she was 16 in the 70s, you know, the early 70s. So it was kind of that prime time. But for them, it was weed, lewds, acid, that kind of shit. And so I don't think she could have predicted OxyContin. That was the game changer for everybody.
I see. Yeah.
I stumbled upon it's kind of embarrassing. I stumbled upon a video on Pornhub the other day.
Why were you watching Pornhub?
Because we were supposed to jerk off into tubes to test our fertility. Getting the results back today, by the way.
Oh, nice.
I think I'm about to title this. Did you get your results?
No.
Are you looking at me like you did?
No.
I think I'm going to title this vlog. Like, this is sometimes I like to troll with my titles. I think I'm just going to title it Who's the Most Fertile? And then in parentheses, contest.
Well, what do we win?
You win fertility. Because imagine being the loser and you're infertile. Like, that's pretty good punishment.
Did anyone check theirs yet?
Oh my God. I haven't checked yet.
Yeah, well, I got an email because I actually got penalized because I guess I didn't sign up for it or some shit. Logan told me this morning I never filled out my...
During that whole process...
It's crazy because I told you to do it 7 times.
Hey, I don't know if you know this or not, but I got a few things going on right now that I'm really busy with.
Yeah,
that's
true.
But I did do it. I'm excited.
Let me go back real quick. Yeah. So on Pornhub, I was scrolling and doing the thing, and I came across a porn from probably like... 1950s?
Tell me it was not my mom, right?
It wasn't Robin.
Because you sounded like I was going to be mad about it.
Nope, wasn't Robin.
Born.
Anyways, it was really old. And I clicked it because I was so curious to see what people had sex like before us. Because that's all we know. Like, I remember when like the blowjob revolution became a thing.
Oral sex is much bigger now than it ever was.
Yeah, exactly. Like
probably like the early 2000s. I think oral sex really popped off. I mean, it was always a thing, but that's why you saw, like, I hate to talk about it, but it's why you saw such an uptick in herpes trading positions, because you had herpes 1 that always stayed on the mouth that was going to people's penises because of all the head that people were giving each other. And that was a part of the impact from the revolution that you're talking about.
Interesting.
Wow. Early 2000s.
Interesting. But yeah, I was curious to see. And dude, like... They're it's not primitive, but they go hard. They go hard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was it black and white?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it was in color. But it looks like one of those like recolored World War II types. like I'm not sure if it was originally in color, like then they splash some like red and greens on there.
They're like really neutral colors, yeah. Like kind of like washed out.
Yeah. But yo, they just went hard. Like I didn't expect like a 1950s couple having sex to be smacking cheese like that.
Love is love, you know?
Why don't I want to watch this now? I feel like we should cut right now, watch it, and then come right back. Should we do it?
I'll pull it up.
We'll be right back.
Anyways.
Brave woman.
Are we back?
That's it.
We're back.
Yeah, maybe we use that.
In times of a changing world, you know, brave woman right there.
Should we talk? I mean, we watched it. It was old. He pulled up a 1950s, it was black and white. And it was strange.
The women writhe more. They like shake and it's like they're really into it, but not. I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. It makes me uncomfortable.
If you possessed that video in 1950s, you probably went to jail for it. Like was porn legal?
I don't know.
And by the way, this comes on the back of the conversation we had the other day, which I took a lot of fucking heat for. And I do want to say really quickly.
Which one, the OnlyFans?
Yeah. And we talked about this afterwards. Some people called me out in the comments and they're absolutely right. That topic obviously hits a little close to home for me just because of, you know, my relationship and shit. But I also made a point after the show, which is something that I wish I had said earlier, which was I like to think it would be nice if no one ever judged anyone, but I did fall back a little bit on my combating you guys, because you guys are right. The majority of the world is not doing OnlyFans. The majority of the world, we are in a bubble. Logan mentioned this, but it's a tough convo. It's a tough conversation, especially for me. And I think it's an intriguing conversation.
It is fascinating. But also, I like the rebuttals. Just, like, understand that sometimes on the show, we do opposing viewpoints just to spark conversation. And that OnlyFans thing is fascinating, bro. Fascinating.
I did see some comments of people that were like, yo, I knew a girl who fell into a really bad place in her life. Her mom had cancer and she was doing it to support her mom's rent. So we should never, ever judge someone. And not because of that exact story, but I do believe we should never judge anyone's motives for why they do what they do. People are in terrible spots. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there who have to resort to robbing. I'm not saying that's okay, justifying or even making it normal at all, but people sitting in the comfort of their homes watching this, or us sitting in a, you know, $7 million mansion recording it, it's really tough to understand the reasons why people do some of the things they do for money. It's a really rough world out there, you know?
You're right. I had another thought about that. Yeah. I don't want to stick on this topic for too long, but I did have a thought that I think if you are a woman or a man, whoever, you're struggling and you choose to do OnlyFans or the sexual exploitation thing, I think the danger of it, part of it, is that it's a bit short-sighted. Because you may make your money now. Like, you may make millions of dollars, and that's cool. But it will fade. It will fade. That's a fact. Your looks will fade. Mm-hmm. People won't want to subscribe to you anymore when you're older. At some point in time, unless you, like, adapt and navigate it, like, very, very precisely, it will fade. And I think the repercussions of taking that bag now could really, really harm you in the future when you can't work with brands, can't make your money in a brand safe PG way.
Or even in a 9-to-5. I've seen some 9-to-5 fallout from it, like people getting fired from their jobs or having OnlyFans accounts. And I also spoke from another very even smaller bubble about the size of the bags that these girls are getting based on my own experience. Mm-hmm. Lana does this shit for 2 more years. She buys a couple houses, 5 more. Like, we're talking millions of dollars. The majority of girls out there, 99.9% of the girls out there are making a couple. You know, a couple thousand dollars.
Lana's in the 1%?
Yeah.
She's
in the 0.01% of top creators. Yeah.
Speaking of her, bro, so G-Eazy and Jack Harlow just dropped a song today.
Oh, Lord.
It's called Moana. And they mentioned Lana. Or, like, I don't know if it's your girlfriend, but...
How many Lana Del Rey?
Oh, maybe.
I doubt it. Especially with the context that it's used in. And I know Lana,
they try... He knows Keisha and he knows Lana. He's talking about your girl?
I mean...
Look at these girls on the screen in the music video. Do you know these girls, Mike? In Jack Harlow and G-Eazy's music video. Mike, do you know the girls on the screen?
All three of them.
How well do you know them?
I know all three of those girls. That's Gabby Carter, Alina Lopez, and Emily Willis, yeah.
You know them like through and through, inside and out? Inside and out?
You've been to the Vixen parties and stuff, yeah, Mike?
Yeah, I'm sure I've met them. Is that Let's See? Yeah, it's...
Did you direct this music video?
I did not. It is absolutely mind-blowing to imagine that those are the three girls they used.
Something's going on here, dude.
I think, you know... I knew those girls in a earlier part of my life prior to my complete and utter commitment to my beloved, current sweetheart that I love and adore. And
have you said I love you yet?
I hope that she doesn't even see this episode, to be honest.
She's going to.
She's definitely going to. Yeah, I did.
You said?
I said it and on the Logan Paul vlog.
So about off camera, probably where it matters.
Here's the deal, man.
Oh, God.
Here's the deal, man. As soon as I opened that can of fucking worms, dude, it became table stakes in every fucking conversation. Hey, literally it became one of those things. Like, I'm going to order some food for us, babe. And, you know, me playing Warzone, you know, not even thinking about anything. And I'm like, great. And she's like, all you got to do is tell me you love me again. And I'm like,
oh, she's using it as bait.
She would. Yeah. It's like a trade off. No, but I started saying it more often. Listen, like, it's an important step in a relationship. Like, I'm sure you have experienced, you know, that turning point where you start saying it.
Oh, Jesus. Sorry, sir. My parrot, African Gray, sir, is on set and he just flew on my computer. He's fine. He's fine.
What do you think is the main factor that gets people to arrive at that point where they say something like that? Is it a comfort thing? A trust thing?
I would hope it's like the way you actually feel. Like, I'm very reserved with throwing out those three words. Mm-hmm. I love you. I'm the last one to say it.
Second to last. That's me.
You're the
I'm the look at me, dude. She's been saying it since the beginning, and it took me five, six months of knowing her to
say it on camera for a joke.
And now I'm starting to think about doing it. So I guess I'm the second to last person. But for me, the reason is because I am so out of touch with my feelings and emotions. Mm-hmm. I'm completely fucked emotionally and I've never developed there, you know, in any way. And so I don't even know what I'm supposed to feel like. I know that we have this incredible partnership. She supports me. I support her and everything's really great and we're really good to each other. And so it feels like I should say it.
Yeah.
But like, I'm just not so in tune. Like, what is, you're talking about an immense emotional, like, you're talking about like an immense emotional like flow, like overflow in your body
if you feel it, you know, like if you actually feel love, and not just a in the moment thing.
I mean, that's like a knowing thing, man. That's like looking in the person's eyes and saying, "I love you," and just knowing it, you know right away.
Hey, I love you.
I love you too, man.
Look at that. This bird is causing fucking problems. All right, listen, I may be at this point in my life soon, not soon, maybe, I don't know. But I may have a wife now.
I saw that.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a powerful thing to have that one person that you just love around.
Yo, because I realized I'm like, what am I looking for? Like, is this, no one's perfect, right? Rarely, and I'm never gonna find a girl that checks like every single box. We gotta put this bird away.
You're never going to find a girl that checks every single box.
He's weaponizing. He's weaponizing. No. He's weaponizing.
Oh, no. He got a knife. He's able to fly
with that, dude, nah, that is...
that's a wrap.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash. Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Let him cook. He chopped potatoes or something.
He's weaponizing. He's about to stab me.
He fully picked up the knife. The knife is fully in his hands. Okay, because birds have aerial attack.
He's gone to the desk.
Okay. All right. No, just be careful, dude. I'm telling you, he's smart. He has the intelligence of a five-year-old. I don't know any five-year-olds that have committed murder, but I'm sure this bird could do it.
Dude, are there any? What's the? Can you look up the youngest murderer of all time, please? Oh my God. Or I could.
It had to be accidental, right?
No, I mean
youngest murderer of all time. is the youngest American citizen ever sentenced to life in prison without the possibility 13? Of parole. He
Come
was 13.
There's got to be a younger child killers. Gonna bring up child
younger
killers.
The world's youngest serial killer was arrested at age 8. What? Also known as Amarjit Sada, became one of the world's creepiest children who belong in horror movies after news spread of his offenses. He took the lives of multiple children in his village in India.
What happened to him, man?
Bro, that's terrifying. An 8-year-old just going around murking
his
colleagues?
This. Look at this kid, bro. Get a quick shot of his face.
That could have told you he was going to be a murderer.
Oh, Eric Smith killed 4-year-old Derek Roby when he came across him in a park in Steuben County, New York. 13-year-old Eric Smith bumped into
I actually saw this. He shot him, right?
No, he lured him into a wooded area, strangled him, and dropped 2 large rocks on his head and then sodomized the body with a tree limb. This
what
kid is 13. And to be quite honest with you, I think this opens the door for your bird to stab people. He's read this story. This is a popular story.
He can't read.
Not yet.
Wow, that's crazy. Is that a parenting thing, or is that kid just fucked? Like, chalk him up to the game.
I mean, god dang, dude. Speaking of knowing somebody's going to be a murderer, look at this fucking kid. He's not even an actual human. He's a cartoon character. He's a rendition of himself.
We're in a hole. Anyways, yeah, with dating girls and all that stuff, dude, like, at what point do you just take what you got? Stop being so picky and selfish, right?
This is one of the biggest points that I've heard you make on romance. This world is obsessed with the next best thing.
Potential.
I could leave this and get something new tomorrow.
Yeah. Yep.
If you have someone, I've said this before, if you have someone who you wake up next to and you don't want to hit in the head with a frying pan.
Yeah.
You are winning.
Yes.
You are winning.
Yes.
You're up big in the fucking game.
Preach, Mike.
Yo, and straight up, honestly, you could spend your life looking for the perfect mate.
Your whole life.
Your whole fucking life.
The whole time.
And you may never fucking find it. Or
ever.
You could find someone you enjoy their company, you can travel with, you can talk to, you could partner with.
Yeah, trust.
You can get them OnlyFans viewers. They can get you YouTube views. Cha-ching. All right, this part may not be applicable. But someone that you don't want to hit with a skillet.
It's so
massive.
It's so obvious and true. Because I would wake up next to this person and I'd like look at her and I'd be like, I don't mind this.
Yeah.
I'm like, stretch man. I'm like, this is dope. Like, I'm going to hold her now. And it's great.
That's awesome. That's it's like the great. First, step.
Have you started, because this is where I'm at in the relationship, I started living for her a little bit more. I've started pushing myself
slow down.
Slow down. Let me rephrase that. I've started pushing myself to, okay, I'll give you an example. My girlfriend is a coddler. I've talked about this before.
Cuddles. You know how many times I hear that?
I am what's called the avoidant type. I do not want you to fucking touch me, go near me, breathe on me, tell me you love me. Please keep all of that emotional bullshit the fuck out of here. But now I've gotten to a point where I know she loves cuddles. And so it's not even that I have to force myself. I've actually learned to like it because I like making her happy, if that makes sense. The thought of making her happy makes me happy.
That's called compromise.
Nice.
And it's great. Compromise. Best piece of relationship I ever heard. Best piece of relationship advice I ever heard was the following. Don't fall in love with potential. Fall in love with pattern. Like that idea of what could happen, or a girl that you might find maybe in your dreams in some fantasy land could fuck you. Because if you have something great in front of you and it's proven to be great time and time again and it makes you happy and you don't want to hit him in the face of the frying pan, like make a move. Make a move.
Because change is, well, it's one of the most important things in this life. It's not always guaranteed. So as opposed to falling in love, like you said, with the version of the person you want them to be in 5 years. Uh-huh. Understand that in 5 years, they very likely will be the version you have now. as opposed to this idea that they're going to change. So that's a very strong point.
On the contrary, I've heard that change is the only constant.
Absolutely it is. But here's the problem. It doesn't always go in the direction you want it to go. Fair. Sometimes people change from, you know, people that cheat on their girlfriends into serial killers, unfortunately. Sure. And you thought they were going to go from a person that cheats on their girlfriend to loving husband. And so, like, change is constant, but is it the change you want it to be?
If you approach with love and honesty throughout a relationship, I would hope that I could convince someone not to change themselves for me, but, like, if, like you said, you're doing things for your girlfriend, it would be great for someone to change an aspect of their life to commit to the partnership and build the both of us together, as opposed to just living and changing for whatever reason, changing to be better for the two.
It's a very optimistic point of view. And I know it's not always smooth sailing for you. Before the podcast started, you iterated to me there's some texts that you'll receive from women that you don't like. I would like to know, because, you know, every dude gets like the text that sends a little shiver down their spine or makes them feel a certain type of way, or afraid to hop on a phone call, knowing they're in the doghouse before the girlfriend talks to you. I know what this is like.
Hey, so, can we talk?
So what's the text? Is that it? Because that's what I wrote down.
That's one.
I literally wrote that down. Text I don't like to receive from women. Hey, !! Can we talk? !!
Wow.
I don't do this anymore. I sent him a voice memo. I said, hey, I understand something's wrong. You got to tell me what it is first before having the phone call, because I need to mentally prepare. I will not be taken off guard. Nope.
None of that.
Nope.
My big one is I miss you.
No problem. Got it. Going to mute mode.
Sharp.
I miss you. Like, there's
what?
There's the one that's like,
oh, that's sweet.
There's the one that's like, oh, I actually do miss you. Or there's the one that's just for the sake of, like, I haven't seen you in a long time. I miss you. Like, yeah, we haven't seen each other for a long time. What the fuck am I supposed to do? Like,
that's usually a bat signal for dick. Did you know that? When a girl wants dick, they shine the I miss you light in the sky. And you look up and you put on your outfit and you go and you fucking Gotham.
What am I supposed to do in quarantine?
Bring her down to Gotham Town.
Yeah. I can't do anything right now.
Well, you can. Might not be so smart. I got a text I hate as well.
What is it?
It starts with a JPEG that's sent of a Instagram picture that says your Instagram handle under it has liked it. And then the next one says, who is this bitch?
Well, whose fault is that? It's kind of stemming
he's right.
Yeah.
I've grown to appreciate Mac's point of view. I used to go through that all the time in my last relationship a long time ago with liking pictures, tweets, all that shit. My new scroll of the Instagram feed is, yo, this is so funny if you think about it. My old scroll of the Instagram feed when I was like single or fresh into the relationship and I didn't know where it was going was girl's ass, like, girl's ass, like, girl's ass, like, guy racing a car, skip, girl's ass, like, girl's tits, like, now, girl's ass, girl's tits, girl's ass, girl's tits, dude racing a car, like.
No way.
So I went
no
from
way.
Skipping the dudes and liking the girls to vice versa, because those are the only people I can engage with now without, because dude, listen.
Wait.
That's not fair. Yeah,
I'm just afraid she's going to watch this podcast and see you even talking about seeing them.
No. Listen, she's not. Amara is pretty chill about the shit. She really is on certain things, but I think every girl watching this has certain girls from their boyfriend's past that they don't want them engaging with. Fair. And I can understand that. And so to take the guesswork out of it, I've stopped engaging with pretty much all sex content.
What's the rule though? Because I've been like sort of monitoring the way I talk to women now that I'm kind of like safe to say, like, I'm devoting myself to a person.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, girls are in my DMs and I'm having a amicable platonic conversation with them. But I'm wondering if it's too much. Like, can I still talk to women in my DMs and out? And
that's just how you handle it. If you're the person that knows that you can be a friend to them and like,
here's my problem, bro. I'm like a charismatic, like a bit of a
social butterfly.
Like I'll talk to everyone, I'll make everyone laugh, whatever. But my loyalty is with one person. Like just the way I was raised, the things that happened in my life. That's just the way it is. So I guess I just have to rely on my partner to trust me when I look at them in the eyes and say, like,
you gotta talk to your girl and ask, what is she okay with? Like, are you okay with me communicating with my old loves who are still friends, but I'm not.
For sure. It's not that. Yeah. There's just like, you know, friends, like girls who are friends. Because I am
kind of hands off. I'm yo, you girl, you want to go do your thing? You want to go out and hang out in Malibu with whoever?
Never, like, don't give a single shit. And don't, here's the thing, when with expectations that we've always talked about, I have always given the longest leash ever, because my assumption is always they're going to go, they're going to say, where's my babe? And they're going to come back. You know what I'm saying? Like, but there's a balance to that as well. My biggest thing on this conversating with other girls thing is there are some girls that are super secure and they don't care. And they're just super secure in the relationship. They have a ton of trust there. There's some girls out there like that. But if your girl is not like that in a relationship, one of the best things you can ever do is remove the ammo from the gun. If you're constantly getting hit with the
shit, the bird's on the camera.
Oh, this is crazy.
Can you still pop zooms, Dave?
Yeah, it works.
I wish y'all could see what I'm seeing right now. This is fascinating. So Sir the Gray picks which episodes he wants to be a pain in the ass for, and it appears like this is
he's going back for the knife.
Yeah, I like when he sprints. He picks up the pace a little bit. See, like that, he's still getting his sea legs down.
How much risk versus reward? How much bullshit do you want to deal with from your girl just to have the person you see every day,
the person that
provides your sex,
no risk,
just to have meaningless conversation with passerby women?
No risk. My issue is this, like ignoring and leaving people on scene.
I hate doing that too. I'm a friendly guy. I'm a nice guy. I tell her that. I'm like, I don't like doing that. To be like, a girl will be like, maybe a girl from my past will be like, hey, did you see this last thing? Like, what did you think about this or whatever? And like leaving them on scene feels so mean to me.
It's mean. Every time I, in the past, DM'd a girl and she'd leave me on scene. Yo, I'm like, fuck you. Fuck off. It's mean. It's to me, it's the equivalent of doing this. Hold on. I'm going to whisper something in Mike's ear. It's the equivalent of doing this. Ready? Mike, what's up, dude? How you been? Everything good? Mike, that's rude. That's fucking rude, dude. Like, ignoring someone in real life, like, I can see that you've seen it.
Yeah.
The problem with her, with this in particular, and I'm sure your girl would be the same way, is she does it to A-listers and shows me. And she's like, yo, look, another one on scene. And, like, they'll use that as ammo against you. So, like, yo, I left fucking... This didn't happen. I left Drake on scene. And you won't let leave this bitch from Sherman Oaks on scene? What the fuck is good? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, girls are about it. If they want you to stop doing something, a lot of times they'll stop doing it and be like, yo, follow suit or fucking we got a problem.
Yeah, I like that. Changing, again, that's change yourself to not cause problems and be better for your partner.
Do we have any other massive fears?
Massive fears.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about some fears, and I think it'd be a good conversation to talk about fears.
Big life fears, not relationship.
I'm kind of afraid of monkeys. I just think they're like, I love them. I'm more ape-like than most people. I'm kind of covered in hair.
Yeah.
You've seen me before. They're just like too human-like sometimes, you know?
Have you ever seen a shaved monkey?
I have. I think I'm actually the person that texted you to look up shaved apes.
I think so. I could totally see why you're scared of these things.
They can rip your head off.
They're
smart. They hunt in packs. You know, like, it's a little...
Are you kidding me, dude? Put this dude in the UFC, and we'll call it U of Beast. That is a mammal.
My uncle actually looks like that with the muscle density. He's a freak.
Damn. Okay, so monkeys. If I told you it's irrational...
Oh, it's totally irrational, It stems from like the fear of being abducted by aliens.
Okay. Because again, it's just probably irrational too.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Do you have any real, right now after what we just
I don't know, man. It's totally rational. I read Slaughterhouse-Five and I was like, wow, if that happened to me, I'd be like terrified. But then it's like, what happens if we do that to a monkey and we kind of do that and we bring him into this like society where everything's new and different? And then it just kind of sparks some things like, I'm just this guy being trapped in an alien ship flying around the universe, like stuck in a prison. And I don't get to see all the cool stuff.
Sorry, I missed it. You're scared of monkeys or you're scared of monkeys that have some sort of human implant? Like,
it's like a intelligence chain thing. Maybe my fear is like finding out that we're currently at the top of the intelligence chain as far as the universe goes, but like finding out that there's something smarter than us that would just put us in a prison and lock us down.
That's called Planet of the Apes. Planet of the Apes.
Essentially.
Apes.
Yeah. Combine his fears and make it into a... I'm gonna bring this back down to real life.
Okay.
What do you got?
Because I hear you, but like... You don't really need to be afraid of that. I don't think. Maybe I'm wrong.
I mean, who, you know.
Cut back to Mac being abducted by aliens in 50 years and use that clip of me saying he has nothing to worry about.
Alien monkeys.
Did you guys know I'm part alien?
Oh.
I didn't know that.
My great-grandmother was abducted by aliens, which means...
One of those, huh?
She was absolutely injected with DNA. Absolutely. And...
You being serious?
Yeah. She was abducted by aliens.
What are you scared of, Logan?
Yeah, yeah. I have like two and a half fears in life. They all stem from me not being in control. So one, the deep dark ocean.
Oh, yeah.
The deep keyword dark ocean.
Not ponds.
No.
Not deep ponds.
Even those freak me out.
Scare
dude.
The shit out
Murky,
of me.
Murky dark water.
Yeah.
Yo, what's in the water? I don't know, and I'm not cool with it. I.e., mean me not being in control. Another one, turbulence on an airplane. I have recorded death videos. Hey, mom, I miss you.
Yeah.
Shooting the final text, drafting in the notes, like everything was great because the turbulence, I hit the ceiling. Bags are flying out of the luggage compartments. And again, it's because I'm not in control. And it's odd because I have to do a little soul searching because I actually don't mind not being in control. I think it's when I grow the most in chaos. Like I always say this, I thrive in chaos. Taking a page from the Yes Theory boys, I seek discomfort often. But there's a cap. There's a level and a threshold where it crosses over, and now I'm in like, whoa, I am in absolutely no control. Mm-hmm. This is dangerous. And that's actually what happened with the hot chip when I was writhing and dying on the bathroom floor. I'm serious. I crossed that point of like, I'm going to be all right. Once the I'm going to be all right box is unchecked and it goes from green light to red light, I get terrified because I don't want to die, bro.
Most frequent flyers have, and this is the way I fly, it's like, it feels like you never accepted death from, like, I feel like a lot of frequent flyers are like, yo, if this shit goes down, dude, like, it's just the way the story was written. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think as you fly through am I, do you hear me? As I fly through a little box through the fucking sky with some strange man going like this through the fucking clouds at 30,000 feet. Yeah. My mind is like, yo, if this is how it goes, this is how it goes.
That's a bit morbid. I prefer to be around. And
of
like,
course,
I got,
of course,
I
but
to do.
Of course, but I mean, it's just, it's, I
but
feel.
It shouldn't be a staple of flying to have to accept death to be comfortable with it.
But can't we
just improve our airplane safety and make sure our pilots aren't crazy?
The pilots are great. Ideally, we could do that, but I have spoken to other frequent flyers who have tried to just come to that terms because otherwise you're the person on the plane that's like, I need a half a Zanny bar. I need a vodka shot to wash it down with. Like, I just sit there and I'm like, yo, dude, like, hopefully this doesn't go down. If it does, hopefully they could get it onto like a highway or to a small desert patch.
Based on that rationale, what you just said, if a plane is going down, you, Mike Malak, are doing what? Are you just posted up and this is you?
Well,
ride. It was fun while it lasted.
I don't believe that in that moment people have rational thoughts.
No,
I would like to be praying.
That makes sense.
Actually, I would like to be. I would like to be praying, and I would also like to send a tweet out.
That's tricky because if the plane's going down, you have about from 0 to 8,000 feet, and depending on the trajectory of the plane, it'll. That could be 10 to 15 seconds of a window when you're in cell service.
That's why I think you need to have the tweet formulated before it starts.
So everyone right now should
draft your tweet right now. Your plane crash tweet.
How many crashes are there a year?
And by not a lot of commercial planes.
And the worst part of it is my guess is the Wi-Fi's gone out because of this rapid.
No, that's what I'm saying. You have to rely on LTE. Airplane mode.
You have to hit tweet the second. Before impact, if you want anybody to see that fucking tweet, dude. Yeah. And it should be great. It should be a great, don't draft some bullshit tweet like the one Musk tweeted last night.
Oh no.
Like don't tweet some random Free America Now tweet like Elon Musk tweeted last night. Have some meaningful fucking shit, dude.
Wow, when was the last time a plane crashed in the U.S.? Colgan Air Flight 3407 crashed 6 miles from the runway at Buffalo International Airport in 2009. So it doesn't happen a lot. A commercial, anyway. Do not get in a Cessna.
Yeah, those things.
I
want to
say, do not get in a Cessna. That is, I call those death boxes. I will never, ever go in one of the little Cessna crafts. I've seen friends of friends perish because of those. You see them on the news and on Twitter all the time. But yeah, Elon Musk did tweet this. This has ruffled some feathers. He said, Free America Now, all caps. You know he's serious.
And you know you see that dude, Joey Salads?
Joey Saladino. When the smartest man in the world is saying this, it's time to free America.
If he agrees with your tweet, it's wrong. Automatically.
Is that how that
works? You got to see some of that dude's fucking tweets.
What about Eugene Gu?
No, read his shit. Eugene Gu is the head of a Stanford, one of the most prestigious universities in the world, you know, medical lab and medical team on pandemic response. And this is what he said. I'm not here to cancel or bully. You got it, Logan? I'm not here to cancel or bully you. I just want to inform you and your audience that I believe stay-at-home orders are the right thing to do for the coronavirus pandemic. On April 16th, around 5,000 people died from COVID-19, extrapolating that for a year is 1.8 million. You can have your thoughts on whether it's right or wrong to extrapolate based on the 5,000-person figure. Uh-huh. But at the end of the day, the question becomes this. What amount of human life are we all, as a country, comfortable losing to get back to building the stock market back up so that people get their $2,000 back that they lost over the decline?
The answer is obviously none, right? But it's just not realistic.
It could be if we do this the right way. But Elon is obviously a very smart person, has an incredible career, an incredible background. It's not in medical science. Okay, let's make that extremely clear. This is not, I didn't really think this was the smartest tweet. Like it's
places are starting to open up. Though.
He was probably feeling a certain way, dude. Like who has not felt the effects of quarantine yet? On their like we're all I'm speak for everyone, and I can confidently say we're all sick of this shit.
Absolutely,
like,
that's easier said than done to free America entirely right now.
Yeah. A lot of people in the comments said he was being sarcastic, and by the way, he might have been.
He might. He's too smart. He is a troll sometimes.
That's what I was thinking, and also, you know, to whoever's point that's making that argument, we are going to experience a massive economic decline as a result of this pandemic, and so I can understand what is being said, and it also brings up those points we spoke about earlier of how dramatic and long lasting the change from this pandemic is going to be.
Oh my God.
The stories I've been hearing. Okay. They're looking at sending students back to elementary and middle and high schools in the morning. And then another round in the evening so that they're able to keep the kids at distance. So two waves, businesses are seeing a massive savings from keeping employees at home. As opposed to paying for office supplies, heating buildings, all that stuff. And so there may be a massive increase in work from home rate. Casinos are putting massive glass boards in front of the gamblers between them and the dealer. And I think one of the most important ones is the length of time that we're going to be wearing these masks for.
Yeah.
Over the entire course of human history, you were able to read certain cues from people's facial expressions, their mouth, their nose, everything about their face, how it moved when you spoke to them. Business, romance, everything.
Yeah.
Everything now will be dictated by the eyes. People will be wearing masks in public areas for the foreseeable future.
Five to 10 years for sure. I walked into CVS for a late night snack. Forgot my mask.
Go home.
Nope. Yeah. So walk in. Sir, you can't be in here without a mask. I was like, fuck.
Gone.
Go like this. I go, can I do this? He goes, yeah, as long as you don't take it down. I was like, bet. So I didn't. I didn't take it down. I'm walking around the whole store. Lady came up to me. She's like, this shit is ridiculous, isn't it? I'm like, yeah. And then she starts...
coughing on you. Yeah.
Then she started talking about how crazy it is. And it is a crazy time. And I go up to check out. And my guy's like, the dude's like, hey, I know you took that down. I go, what?
He said that to you?
Yeah. He goes, I know you took your shirt down off your nose when I told you that you couldn't be in here without a mask.
Is it KSI fan?
No, so I snapped a little bit because I actually did something good in my life and I didn't take it down. So I go, yeah, you know that? You know why it's not true? Because I didn't. He goes, yeah, I heard you in the aisle. I go, what do you mean you heard me? We hear people from across the store. Sure. He goes, yeah, but I could tell that you had your mask down because I heard you clearly.
No way.
I go, sir, are you saying that based on the decibel level of which I spoke two aisles over, you could tell whether or not I had my mask on my face? He goes, yeah. I go, dude, you're coming at the wrong guy right now. Because two people walked in at that exact moment who also didn't have mask on. One girl walked behind me without a mask on. I go, what about them? You were coming after the wrong dude right now because I'm not the problem. And this wasn't aggressive, like, I'm going to fight you, wrong dude. It's
wrongful accused.
Hey, finally, I do something good. And then he goes, wait a second, are you Logan Paul? I go, don't know, man. You can't tell, can you?
Can I get a picture with you?
And then he goes, can you take down your shirt? I go,
oh my God.
I go, are you going to kick me out? He goes, no. I go, surprise. And then, yeah.
Wow.
People, everyone's freaking out.
His
right
priorities
now.
Aren't in order, man.
And yo, everybody wants to get back to life. Like, nobody wants to be doing this. Like, it's not anyone's intent, but if you said to me, yo, you're going to lose 15% of your
testicle, and it sucks. I can relate.
If somebody said you're going to lose 15% of your net worth by staying in the house for the next year, but because of it, Old Miss Winters is going to live for another 20.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what the fuck, dude? Is that even a decision?
Wow. That's a great question. Cause first off, no one's going to answer that question on air live in front of people.
Of course,
truthfully,
how?
That needs to be answered like in a box or behind doors. But I'd be curious to see how many people would sacrifice the life of Old Miss Winters for 15% of everything they own. Wow. The bird's skating on Mike's laptop.
I think that question is only applicable when it's your family member, you know?
I would hope not.
Or not just your family member, but when you closely know them. Like, that's the, are you willing to press the button that kills
one random box
for $1 million? Like, it's different when you know the person.
Are there studies on how many people would press the button? Like, there's probably stats, right?
We should probably do the poll right here on Impulsive.
Would press the button. All right, let's do it. So,
don't you usually point at the corner of the screen?
Poll on the screen right now if you're watching on YouTube. Or if you're listening, that's good too. You can't answer, but it's still good on Spotify and iTunes. We're going to put a poll on the screen right now. Would you press a red button for $1 million if you know for a fact it's going to take the life of some random person in the world?
Oh, we're doing $1 million.
$1 million.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I have a fear.
Yeah, what is it?
That's a strange one. I don't think it's as cool as your guys, which upsets me because I hate being uncool, and I am uncool sometimes. I've always had this existential fear about the idea that when you die, your story dies along with you.
That's awesome, actually.
It is a fear I've had since I was a child. And I even at times in my strange life have tried to think of this was way before social media. This is actually funny. Ways for people to log their stories so that after they die, there's a log of your story.
Like a vlog channel.
A vlog channel, or by the way, a book. A book.
Oh my God.
But and so that, which is funny because the crossover there, but I was so obsessed with the idea that, yo, you die and you're, unless you've done something, we talked about this before,
unless you've done something substantial,
yeah, your story is lost.
It lost. Even if your story is substantial.
Incredibly substantial.
How long is it going to last? Like, that's why.
As long as the memory of the people that have known you.
Yeah. That's usually it, right?
Mm-hmm. Like leaving a legacy. Do you know how hard that is? Everyone who's ever left a legacy, I guarantee, was not chasing the idea of leaving a legacy. Right. I guarantee it. It all probably stemmed from some sort of real urge, passion, desire.
Deeper purpose, for sure.
To make change in the world, and then that's when it happened. But yeah, that's why.
What do you think about timing on this bird? I mean, he's shitting all over the place now. Can we?
He's a babe, dude. Right. Just a little bit.
To that point.
Here.
Legacy.
Yeah, keep talking.
Bezos installs a 10,000-year clock in a cave.
I saw that! He's so cool!
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yep, yep, yep. Let's pull it up. Oh, what are we gonna do with the bird?
That's awesome. I don't know. He's just doing his thing.
10,000 year clock inside a mountain. Here's how the clock works. Wow.
It's got so you know how a cuckoo clock chimes every hour or so?
Yeah.
It's got one that chimes every year.
It ticks 10 years. Once a year and chimes once per millennium.
Yeah.
It's $42 million.
Say
that again.
The clock ticks once a year. So like your second tick is once a year and it chimes once every millennium. Once every 1,000 years it chimes.
What a fucking baller.
What a
dude.
G, dude.
What a baller.
Apparently they haven't even built the fifth chamber, so it's built in like different chambers. I love this thing. I think it's the coolest thing ever.
Is Bezos the coolest part? Is he one of the coolest people?
Wow, so this is the clock? This is crazy.
Like let's,
why inside of a cave? Just it's protection.
Yeah.
Protection from there's nukes. Seismic activity that happens. There's shifts that happen that they have to factor into the engineering.
Are there people guarding and monitoring the clock?
No, I'd assume no. They probably just bury it with dynamite or some
this
shit.
This is insane.
This is the same Jeff Bezos that I saw buy the most expensive table at Live Nightclub. Like, how cool of a dude. He was at Live Nightclub. He spent probably $100,000 on that table, surrounded by supermodels and big titty chickies, and buries a fucking clock in a cave.
I remember when you told me that. You go, you won't believe who I saw at Live last night. I said, not only will I not believe it, I don't give a fuck. You go, no, you will
the
this
one.
One.
The one person you cared about.
Who is it? Jeff Bezos.
Jeff Bezos. All
right, look, boys, I got to go pick up some stuff.
I got
Rich.
One last thing.
Go
I'm
for
so
it.
Sorry. I didn't know you were going to go this quickly at the end. This has been a good show.
It's a good show, yeah.
Am I wrong?
Minus the bird, solid show.
Because we owed a good show because of the last episode.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That was my worst day ever.
We all had a bad day. I'm sorry about that as well. My dad, who watched 179, which is the last episode, Mike, I'm watching Impulsive 179. Who the fuck is the new guy sitting next to Paul Bunyan?
So which one's Paul Bunyan?
Paul Bunyan.
I'm definitely Paul
So he was asking who Jeff was?
He said, he looks like someone stuck a mop on his head and pulled the handle out. Because of his hair.
Well, he's about to be a dad. You know... That's not an excuse. Yeah.
Paul Bunyan.
The poor guy.
A great American. Was he American?
I could have been.
Let's look him up.
He's got his big blue ox, Babe, right? Is that?
Yeah.
Paul Bunyan.
Yeah, he worked on the railroad, yeah?
I got a blue
lumberjack.
Back.
Giant lumberjack in American and Canadian folklore. His exploits revolve around the tall tales of his superhuman labors.
That's fairly accurate to what I do.
Is folklore done? Do they still teach this? When I was a kid, Paul Bunyan was the fucking man. I used to read these.
We were Johnny Appleseed.
Or Johnny Appleseed. Yeah. You knew all those guys. Do they still teach the kids?
Daniel Boone and whatnot.
Do they still teach the kids about these guys, or is it just like the TikTok dance?
I think it's the TikTok dance.
So it's like folklore is Addison Rae and how she met Charlie D'Amelio now?
Yeah. See, all right.
Speaking of.
Hey, what's up, Sully?
We are ready.
All right. We're coming right now. I'll see you soon. I'm leaving my house in a second.
Oh, okay.
All right. Bye, brother.
Guys, speaking of Johnny Appleseed.
No, that was very clear out. Thank you for watching episode of Impulsive.
Now I feel fucking bad. Say it. What? No, I'm coming back in. We're clocking it.
Oh, it's all good. I'm just I'm planting a seed. I'm going to grow a plant on the podcast now.
That's actually great.
Will it grow in here?
Yeah, for sure.
It's not a lemon tree, is it?
Yeah, it'll be
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. That's cool.
No, it's not just cool. It's my life's goal.
What?
The lemon tree. I talked about it 4 episodes ago, back on 175. You can watch it here on Impulsive, the world's number one podcast in the world. See you next time, guys.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.